if they lose, are they upset and they're going to, you know, throw a tantrum in their locker? No, but they absolutely try. And you cannot say that for any other one. You know, even the hockey is weird. The hockey one's still a little bit weird. But Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is the creme de la creme of All-Star Games. They get it absolutely right. Just like the creme de la creme of segments on this show is mine.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
He might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the morning shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, top shelf, you know? Tiff, but we are. That's what the W Sauce and their Bloody Mary mix
is. This is.
Yeah, this is the house that Squid Nation built.
Oh, gosh.
And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck, and that's right, you turn your mic off, Michael, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right, real quick, it's funny how everyone thought, hey, Nick Saban retired. That's one day he won't be able to dominate at SEC Media Days. But you know what? I beg to differ. Because he did dominate yesterday.
He sure did.
He was the main attraction yesterday.
He was on all shows yesterday.
Yeah, and I saw as many clips, Tiffany. Little Mafia Man. Yesterday of Saban as I did any other figure that spoke there. More than Sankey. More than Lane Kiffin, than them all. He dominated. And there was a couple that stuck out with me. Well, the first one was Nick Saban and I now have had one thing at SEC Media Days in common other than just being there.
That's a little different. I've never worn a credential in my life and was always for 17 years able to get into SEC Media Day without a credential. I had to go back to the room today and get my credential to get in. So that's one of the biggest changes I see. It's not like it used to be.
That was his interview with Greeny on Get Up.
Actually, and, both these cuts are from that.
Both, okay. And which was pretty funny because I think Greeny had asked him if by any chance there was a camera following him along just to see. And again, people were just doing their jobs, but and he said they were all very kind to him. But it was still funny that why would I need a credential?
My guy, Michael Casagrande, beat writer over
what a
there.
Name.
He actually found the guy who turned him down. And the guy actually was a former four-star recruit, but he was working security. And he said that, like, the minute all this went to the news, I think his mom or his grandma texted him was like, was that you? And he was like, yep, just doing my job.
Got
it for him.
I know. And Coach Saban went out of his way to be like, he was doing his job. Like, I'm happy that he was doing his job. But it was a funny back and forth because there was a picture of him, of the guy
on
Michael Casagrande's Twitter account. And he took a picture of him. The guy's just kind of smiling like, yep, that was me.
Well, what I love about it. And what I meant by, you know, the setup is, guess what? I've stayed at the Winfrey Hotel when it was there, and I have forgotten my credential in the room when it was there, and I've had to go back and get it. So it's Coach Saban. And real quick, I thought...
celebrities are just like us.
I thought this was funny. You know, Paul Feinbaum and him have different viewpoints on the retirement, and he talked about it yesterday.
Since January 10th, this has been the worst 6 months of my life without Nick Saban. I wanted to get that off my chest as we begin the college football season.
Nick, you have ruined the life of our friend Paul Feinbaum. Welcome. What is your reaction to Sir Paul?
Well, he tried to ruin mine for 17 years, so I guess we're even.
Golly. Oh, God, I could not
stand
Paul
Feinbaum. My mom was bringing some heat on all shows yesterday, too, when he had some of his takes on teams and Dion. But anyway,
I'm going to tell you,
that was a funny interaction.
We are going to be better as football viewers and fans that we have Nick Saban and Bill Belichick in the media this year, breaking stuff down and analyzing it. Saban's going to literally let the personality flow, I think, once he gets – kind of.
He's going to let his hair down.
Well, I think once he gets, when he really gets comfortable and he kind of gets the grasp that he's not coaching anymore, I don't know if it's really hit him yet, he's going to be really good.
Who's the guy on the ESPN court, John Clayton, that takes the.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Rest in peace. He was,
That's one of the greatest human beings you'll ever get to work around, was John Clayton.
All right, stay with us here. We're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.